You had a blank to go before dark.
About 2 hours.
All right.
Before dark.
But you were trying to say a great distance. You'd say, I've got a...
Too far to go.
All right. If something is very common, and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you just find it almost anywhere, you would say that you can find it just about...
Any place.
All right. If someone slipped on ice and fell this way, you'd say he fell...
Backward.
And if he fell this way?
Forward.
I
think we'd almost say we fell on the face, wouldn't you?
Fell on your face. All right. If you went fishing and you had no luck and somebody said, did you catch any fish? You'd say, no.
No luck, I guess, or okay. Not.
No, I didn't.
Catch even one, or I didn't catch any.
If a schoolboy was being scolded by his teacher, he might say, why is she blaming me? I blank anything wrong. Meaning he...
Never does anything wrong. Oh, no, that wouldn't be right. I don't think anybody would say that. I don't see any wrong to it, or maybe he doesn't.
What he's trying to suggest is that he was not the culprit. He'd say, why is she blaming me?
Not to blame.
I blank anything wrong.
I see nothing wrong, or...
All right, that's all. I think it doesn't make that much difference in this one. If someone has broken your rake and you were being very polite, you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. A crying child might say, he was eating candy and didn't give me...
Any.
Mm-hmm. Somebody might say something like this. Now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble, and you want to indicate there is a very good chance that he'll have trouble. You'd say he'll have his trouble.
All right.
All right. And if you get the brush and trees off of a piece of property, you'd say we blank the land.
Broke it.
All right. What do you call the second cutting of grass or clover?
Well, in the case of a crop, it's a bumper crop. You wouldn't say that about your lawn, I guess.
With wheat, you may know this. We don't have any here, but when wheat is tied up into little portions, what do you call that? Do you know? The wheat is tied into...
Bundles.
All right. And when all these bundles are brought together and piled together, what is that called?
A stack, I guess.
All right. And you might say that, talking about the quantity you had raised, you might say, we raised 40 blank of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
And you also might say, when you're talking about separating grain from the chaff, in the case of oats, you'd say that the oats
yielded.
All right.
So much, is it?
No, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for the process. You call that what?
Shocking? No. I think they beat it in the process, but I don't know that.